Just to be fair here, no Western nations predicted the popular uprisings now shaking the Arab world, but France seems to have been caught especially off guard. As a former colonial power in North Africa, France has enjoyed close and privileged relations with nations in that region and in much of the Arab world. Yet, Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris that the French reaction has been slow to the point of embarrassment.
Late Monday night, three humanitarian planes loaded with doctors, nurses, and medical supplies left Paris for the eastern Libyan city of Benghazi, which has liberated itself from the rule of dictator Muammar Gaddafi. Prime Minister François Fillon announced the operation on French radio in the morning.
Et ce sera le début d'une opération massive de soutien.
This is just the beginning of massive humanitarian aid to support the Libyan people, said Fillon. He added that France was at the forefront of international efforts to push Gaddafi from power. The French government is reacting quickly to the latest crisis, ready to win over Libyan hearts and minds. Critics say it's just making up for its previous gaffes and tone deafness. That's the former foreign minister, Michel Alliot-Marie, defending herself in front of the French parliament. Alliot-Marie's troubles began when she offered Tunisian dictator Zine El Abidine Ben Ali French know-how in crowd control just days before he fell. Then it leaked that she had taken a Christmas vacation in Tunisia even as the popular uprising was underway, and that she flew on the private jet of a businessman connected with the former dictator. Twice. To top it off, her parents came on the trip with her and purchased property from that same businessman. French journalist Harold Iman says Alliot-Marie's actions were typical of the behavior of many French politicians in the Arab world.
They themselves became drunk on their own attraction to the Arab regimes, to a point where they could no longer understand that there was anything wrong with them.
Alliot-Marie was forced to resign over the weekend. President Nicolas Sarkozy went on television to speak to the nation Sunday night. He never mentioned Alliot-Marie's name, but signaled a clear change in politics as usual toward the Arab world.
Since the end of colonialism, every French government has supported these authoritarian regimes because we considered them ramparts against extremism. But these people's revolutions are opening a new era in our relations with the Arab world. This change is historic, and we cannot be afraid of it.
Dominique David is head of the French Institute for International Relations, where a conference is just finishing up about the state of France's Arab diplomacy. David says France, even more than other countries, must develop good working relationships with the new Arab nations, and not just because of its history with them.
It's the present, it's our geography, and it's our demography. We have a lot of uncertainties in front of us. We do not know just what will be the evolution of those Arab countries.
Sarkozy fired his Tunisian ambassador after Ben Ali fled and is said to blame French diplomats in Arab capitals for failing to foresee the unrest. But Dominique David says the blindness reached all the way to the top. That no one predicted the revolutions is understandable, he says. What's not is that France never even imagined that such a scenario was possible. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.